This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I know you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, and you've chosen this one. Well, I hope you've chosen this one. You've chosen this one, and, you know, it just means a lot. I mean, so you can comment. We have live chat rooms going on Facebook and at the website. We have, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, a whole bunch of stuff you can do up at the website, including buying my book or a coffee mug or even a t-shirt. That would be nice, too. If you buy the t-shirt, I'll get it to you as fast as I can. If you buy the book, I will autograph it if that's what you want. If you don't want, whatever floats your boat, as they say. So I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. All right. You knew this was going to happen. I saw this happening the other day, and I'm saying to myself, this racism thing that they've been throwing around, the Dems have been throwing around forever, right? Everything is racism. Everything is because of racism. Everything is because you're a racist. Well, guess what? It's now come back to bite them because they're using it on each other. Now, that's pretty dangerous, don't you think? Because once you get past the primaries, now you got to go against Trump. And if a speechwriter's paying attention, you know what he's got to do? He's got to write speeches around the fact that their own people called him racist. Their own team, or as I like to say, their own clan was calling them racist. Representative Bill Lacey, a Democrat out of Montana, he added to the mounting Democrat criticism of AOC, slamming her inappropriate suggestion to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is singling out the New Yorker and her squad of fellow freshmen because of their race. Now, speaking to Fox News Thursday, Clay Hammond Ocasio, let's just call her AOC. It was such a weak argument to say that she was being picked on. That's what they do. That's what that group does. You're picking on me because I'm a woman. I'm a Hispanic woman. Okay, Sandy, which was the name she used in high school, by the way. I don't even know what that was about. If anybody knows what that was about, write me an email, joe@therealside.com. I would love to know why her nickname was Sandy. Because the only other Sandy, I know two Sandys. Well, she's not dead. I still know her. Sandy's my press agent. And then Sandy, what was that? Greece, right? No, was that her name? Oh, see that? Otherwise, in my world, there were no Sandys. It tells you the level of ignorance to American history that she has. I mean, seriously, how do you vote these people in? I got to ask you, and it happens on both sides, I get it. How do you vote these people in, though, that have no clue on basic, simple, basic history of this country? I would love to know. You don't have to justify it to me, but I still would love to know. Right? Pelosi responds to the AOC, I mean, it's so inappropriate, so uncalled for. It doesn't do anything to help with unity. Now, Clay continued his broadside saying the comment exposed how much AOC and reps like Omar and Rashid and Presley out of Massachusetts have to learn when it comes to being effective legislators. They don't get the did they really see? They didn't do any homework, number one. Number two, they have no business being there. They have no idea what their job was. To show you what they really thought was going, look what AOC, when she first got on, she thought she was going to have an inauguration. She thought she was going to lay down laws. She thought she was going to sign laws. That's how ignorant she was to the process. How in God's creation she ever got in. And matter of fact, you know, it's been said over and over and over again. Our founding father said it. Right? You'll put into Congress what you accept. So if you accept 29-year, uneducated, I don't care that she has degrees. And I'm not trying to insult everybody out there with a degree, but you guys with degrees, you know there are some people out there with degrees that should have never got them. They should have never passed the class. Ever. 29-year-old bartender who has no clue of the reality of economics, even though she has a degree in economics, she couldn't count a nickel and a penny and come up with the right amount of money. Doesn't have a clue about world history. And she got voted in. And then you wonder why there's so much trouble. It's going to take a process of maturing for those freshman members. That's the only way they'll learn how to be effective. Then they were whining about how much work Pelosi gave them. That's great. Yeah, you have to work. You're getting $180,000 a year. What the heck? You want to sit around? You think we're paying you just to argue? Total lack of sensitivity to racism. The same people that keep calling others out on racism, they don't have no idea what it means. The lawmaker closes his remarks by suggesting the four freshmen could hurt Democrat chances in the upcoming election. I just said that. I've been saying that. But you brought them in. You embraced them. You thought it was a good idea. You didn't fight against them. And then what do? See, you keep telling me how smart Pelosi is. I have to second guess that. Why did she put them on these committees? I'm just curious. I'd love for somebody to call me in and tell me why. It shows they have no sensibility. They don't understand the different members from different areas with different needs. Some come from red districts, and those are the ones who gave us the majority. We need them all, though, she said. His comments followed a feud between Pelosi and freshman Congresswoman AOC. And if you think about what's going on with those two, you think about what's contained, it's not just those two. Right? It's some other freshmen. They don't understand. Now, I'm not saying that means that they have to fall in line. But, man, get a clue first. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. You know, seriously, I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to do whatever you need to do, whatever you can do. Right? Whether the resources are physical or financial, maybe a phone call or what have you, you need to be involved. That's really the way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many stories I want to get to. You're just going to have to listen faster and write faster or something like that. Now, since we're, having a field day with this argument between AOC and mainstream Dems. as we were talking about before the break, is that they really, you know, Pelosi thought all this youngness and, you know, we run into the same thing. Look, I've been accused. I belong on some committees for the Republican Party, and I've been accused of not wanting young people, and that's so not true. I do want young people to step up. I think we all want young people to step up. We want to teach them. We want to train them. We want to help them get involved. What we don't want them to do is when they've never really been involved in the process, is to get on a committee, get elected, and decide they've got all the answers. They know what to do, and you're all wrong. Because that's wrong. That's what these four are doing. They know everything. So get on, pay attention, listen, show some maturity. See who plays with who and how they play with each other. You know, how the process flows, how you jump in, how you make things happen. Woo. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So anyway, they're going to have a problem with her. And Pelosi thought this was going to be a wonderful thing. If you look, she's got some flat spots on her head, I'm sure. Pelosi went on to say, hey, you got a complaint? Come and talk to me about it. You know, don't tweet about our members and expect us to think this is just okay. You know, it's like that old saying, and again, I mean, unless somebody's doing something illegal, then you open your mouth. But the ignorance is beyond belief, Clay said. Clay wasn't the only one to attack AOC. The View host Joy Behar. Wow, they don't attack anybody on your side. But Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg criticized her and others for their decisions to attack Pelosi. I think it's more BS, Goldberg said. Well, no kidding, really? But she was singing her praises and have sung her praises. You knew this is the... You were giving them too much power too fast. They're full of themselves. And that's what makes them dangerous. Not that they're a Hispanic woman. Don't give me that crap. She's a powerful Hispanic woman. Bull puckies. She's not powerful. She's a bunch of Twitter followers. Yeah. That kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she can move the needle a little bit. But the reality is all she's going to do is be dangerous. You imagine if you really gave her... her way of doing things, you wipe out ICE, you wipe out Homeland Security. That's just crazy going somewhere to happen. Pelosi won't even talk about the feud. See, that proves she's Italian. In your house, you don't let anybody know what's going on in your house, you know? I've said all I'm going to say and that's it. This is a scene in Moonstruck. Remember when he's at the table and he's going... I've already said what I'm going to say, and I ain't saying nothing else. And he hadn't said anything to begin with. It was great. And apparently, you're much right in the jeans because I knew exactly what he's talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spent with us. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. But on the other hand, I love it when Pelosi... she's telling these people they don't have to open the door for ICE agents. It's illegal. If they have a warrant, you can't refuse to open the door. Well, let me put this way, Nancy. We know who you're for. No American citizen can refuse to open the door. If they've got a warrant for your arrest and you're in there and they walk up and they've got you, you can't refuse to go with them. You can't refuse to keep them from issuing or executing that warrant. Reacting to reports that ICE agents will launch immigration raids this coming Sunday. It would be great. It'd be great if Trump said he was going to do it and told the guys to ramp up for it. But she got her dates wrong. It isn't this weekend. It's next. Right? Because you know what happens is it's already happened twice now or once. So if it happens again, they won't believe it's going to happen a third time. So they won't leave their homes. Be perfect. And then the other thing I would say at this point, if she's telling people not to comply and an ICE agent gets hurt, I think she should be responsible. Right? Seriously. Why shouldn't she? Anybody who helps someone else in committing a crime is usually responsible, right? Or shares responsibility. So I think Nancy should, too. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told a news conference today that the raids would be heartless. She advised deportable aliens that they did not need to open their doors to ICE agents. Families belong together. Every person in America has a right. Well, does every person in America, Nancy, have a right to shrug the law? Does every person in America have a right when a judge tells them they have to do a certain, they tell them to go pound sand, that they don't have to listen to the judge? Oh, that's right, too. You're the head of the party that doesn't want any laws. They don't want guidelines. They don't want to do the right thing. There's already been a trial or a court process, procedure, and they've been told to be deported. They haven't tried to appeal it. They haven't got any attorneys on it. Man, go to California. Your state gives it to them for free. What's the problem? So now the speaker, the lead person for the Democrat Party in this country, is telling illegals who have already broken the law to break the law even more by ignoring warrants, by pushing back on law enforcement people. You know what I'm saying? And families belong together, you're right. Maybe they should think about that when they go through these processes. Maybe if they really want to keep their family together and they got these deportation orders because of what they did, they take some time to fight them. No, they just want it easy. They came to this country because your team, your tribe told them, just get here, we'll let you in. Because all of a sudden, we're responsible. We're the ones that have to take care of everybody on the planet that's starving. Not going to happen. Not right. Not the right thing to do. Remember, Nancy, Jesus didn't give them the fish. He said, teach them how to fish. Hello? Join me, senior host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds a social media summit at the White House to address his concerns about bias.
the president not inviting reps from Facebook, Twitter, or Google.
But you communicate directly with our citizens without having to go through the fake news filter. Very simple. Together, you reach more people than any television broadcast network by far. And some of you are extraordinary. I can't say everybody, but no, but some of you are extraordinary. The crap you think of is unbelievable.
In other news, detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Head over to therealside.com. Not now. Write it down at the end of the show. That's where you can do it. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, some of you, if you've already downloaded the apps, which I didn't push big time, just trying to kind of roll them out slowly, yes, we're having some issues with them, but we're cleaning them up, okay? And so give us a little bit of time. We'll get them done, but at least we're getting started on it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I'm just going through it. This hour, we're beating up on a smorgasbord of stories. Crazy, crazy stories. And, you know, Pelosi tells, she's telling the deportable aliens, so I guess they're not illegal aliens, but, you know, again, why can't they say the illegals? I mean, at this point in time, a judge has already issued an order for the deportation. So she doesn't want, you know, she is running Congress. She could always put a bill on the table, have her colleagues get together and figure this out, right? Now, let me see if I can play this. I don't know how long it is or anything like that, but she's just amazing. Oh, there it is.
Families belong together. Every person in America has rights.
Well, did Kate Steinle have rights? Did she have a right to be with her family?
These families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children and tear families apart.
Terrorize children and tear families apart, yeah. Right, because that's not happening with illegals anywhere in the country, just when we want them out after they've already been to court. So the rule of law doesn't matter. Don't you find it hypocritical that she can scream that the president is breaking the law, that he's not doing what the court tells him to do, but yet she's actually telling thousands of people to ignore the law?
The events that I've been going to recently in Queens and other places, but the Queens one was specifically geared to the census, and then the raids emerged as part of that discussion. I read them this card. As ICE deportation an ICE deportation warrant is not the same as a search warrant. If that is the only document ICE brings to a home raid, agents do not have the legal right to enter a home. If ICE agents don't have a warrant signed by a judge, a person may refuse to open the door and let them in. An administrative order of removal from ICE or immigration authorities is simply not enough. Families belong together. Everyone in our country has rights. Many of these families are mixed status families. And hope the president.
So here's what I would do. I would sit outside. Somebody has to come out eventually. And what I would do with them is make them prove that they were American citizens. We'll do the whole family instead of just doing one. We'll do the whole family. And everybody who can't prove that they were born here, just throw them in the back of the van and take them to jail. Take them to a detention center. What's her name? She called it. Take them to a concentration camp. You know, the Dems are working overtime to make sure that illegals get their way, get the upper hand. They get medical, they get college. I mean, California, think about that. Did Newsom ever come out? What Dem ever came out in California and said, you know what? You vets that live in California, you're not getting your job. I mean, you're not getting what you should get. How many of them said, we should pass a bill giving our vets free health care? Right? How many? How many of them offered, I don't know, even a place to stay? Get them off the streets. We've got a large population of homeless vets that need mental and medical care. How many of you guys in California? I'm only dealing with California for a minute. I can't deal with all the other states unless you guys want to give me information. That's why I honestly believe they don't care. It's all about maintaining power. It's all about staying in office. Because if you really did care, first you'd start with, well, you can start with the children if you want to. Citizens that are here, making sure the kids get all the medical attention they need. If you're really into all of that. And then let's move on to the vets from there. Let's make sure the vets are taken care of. Right? That they have housing, that they have medical, that they have food, that they have clothing. Let's make sure that they have the reschooling that they need, maybe re-education they need to get a job. But you're not about that. You're pounding away on a regular basis and making sure that illegals can skirt the law. And even though they're in the face of the law and a warrant's been issued for them. Now, I'll have to check with an attorney. But my understanding is if you have an arrest warrant for somebody, you also don't need a search warrant on top of it. Because the arrest warrant usually has the address of where the person would be, and you have permission to go pick them up. Now, I will ask an attorney and find out for sure. But it'd be kind of stupid to have an arrest warrant and know the person is in the house and you can't go in there and get them, wouldn't it? But can you see a Democrat standing there yelling at the ICE officer saying, you can't go in there, you don't have a warrant? And you know what's funny about this is I was talking to somebody in the sheriff's department. And they told me, you know what you do in a situation like that? Because there's so much noise going on. There's so much happening. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I heard screaming inside the house. It sounded like somebody was being beaten and possibly killed. And I was concerned that somebody might be being hurt. So that's why we went in. And that is a perfectly legal reason to go into a home. I was like, wow, that's cool. That's almost mafia-like. I like that. Pelosi told the news conference, and she held up that card. And she made sure that they knew. I'm surprised she didn't read it in Spanish. You know, can you imagine all the, deporting these people. She's going after, Hispanic people that do have a hard time speaking English. In this case, this particular group. How are they going to know what the person has in their hand? Press report said that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE agents, will conduct raids on Sunday targeting people whose immigration hearings have ended with orders of removal, an order from a judge to remove. Now, the raids are going on in 10 cities, appearing on CNN Wednesday night. Ken Cuccinelli, the director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, said it shouldn't be newsworthy that ICE is doing its job. I agree. Which is to pursue people who don't respond to removal orders. So there's about a million, 880,000 some odd removal orders where people have gone all the way through the long process. They got their due process. They got in front of a judge. The judge followed the law that Congress, Nancy Pelosi, she's been there so long, she's been part of for sure. Right? Has to be, again, they've been ordered to be removed. Due process, this is why I keep telling you people, they don't want anything to do with the law. They are not interested in the law. You know, the liberal media, they're terrified with this stuff. Because how do you duck and dodge this? How do you do it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, this one, we already did this story, but we didn't do this part of the story. And I want to do this part of the story. Remember the St. Louis Park is what it was. It's not City of, but St. Louis Park. And their city council decided to pull the Pledge of Allegiance. And what I've been telling you people to do forever, get involved, get engaged, and make it happen. Make a change, make a difference. So people in the community took it in their own hands. They decided, here we go, they decided that they weren't going to let this, they're supposed to go down without a fight, period. And so they went back into, or went back to the city council chambers, and they made a big deal out of it. Take a listen. I hope this works, because it never does the first time for me. Oh, there we go. Yeah, here it comes. Took less than 15 seconds. Sorry. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I love these stories. And I don't love them because I want to see somebody get hurt, because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I really don't. But CNN is having trouble. You know, you guys, I used to go down to CNN in Hollywood for a particular show that I did there on a regular basis. And apparently, they moved everything to Atlanta. And they are not closing down, but they cut back operations to the point where a lot of the shows are not shot in Hollywood anymore for CNN. They're shot down in Atlanta. And I'm not flying to Atlanta, and I'm not doing any of that stuff for those kind of things. Anyway, CNN is really suffering a credibility crisis. Viewership is taking a nosedive. Now, you would think somebody sitting in a room somewhere is going, hey, what's going on? How do we fix this? Well, we just give them more left-wing, hard-left, communist, socialist-leaning news. That'll bring him back. That guy needs to be fired. Averaging only half a million total viewers, less than half of Fox News Channel's 1.3 plus million. CNN struggled even more during the primetime hours of 8 to 11. Right? Finishing as the 15th most watched network on the basic cable behind networks such as TLC, Discovery, the Hallmark Channel. Are you listening? The Hallmark Channel, who people are making fun of for being the all-white Christmas wedding station. If you switch over to Hallmark right now, I guarantee you there's either a Christmas movie or a wedding movie playing. The Hill Media guru Joe Concha told Fox News that CNN's freefall may not be slowing anytime soon. The numbers warrant concern. Q2 was a particularly news-rich quarter, highlighted by the release of the Mueller report and all the aftermath and the controversy following it, plus the launch of several high-profile Democratic candidates, including Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. So with all this 2020, presidential race of 2020 being covered, with all this conversation, with all the panels at CNN, with all the straight news from CNN, they still came up 15th. How does that work? Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. Fox News has bullied or bullpuckied most of America into believing that they're telling the truth. One, I want you to think about something. One news network against CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC. We can go on and on and on, right? And somehow Fox has got all those people bullpucking. Well, if we have that many stupid people in America, we got a problem. And based on the way the numbers are going now, Q3 is going to be even worse for CNN. CNN started off the third quarter with the network's lowest average, ready for this, since 2015 when it comes to primetime viewers among key demographics of 25 to 54. But the network has extended various contributors through the election, indicating that well, look at the anti-Trump programming strategy that they have. They're going to keep because it's working so well. Told you, it's backwards day for these people. It always has been. Just look at how they use the words like racism and what have you. Right? What if you could be? They're the only team, really, hardcore. They could see something happen with 15 other people in the room. 14 will tell you exactly what went down. They will tell you something different and tell you how wrong the other 14 are. That's what they do. You know the answer, a longtime CNN employee, and when asked if staffers are panicked about the ratings, he refused to comment any further. Also, another CNN employee told Fox News that there is a widespread concern about the network's ratings problem. But high-profile hosts such as Anderson Cooper, well, they remain unfazed. You know why? Because Cooper can lose his job tomorrow, and he'll be just fine. Because it's a Vanderbilt, right? He's a Vanderbilt. Yeah. He's a Vanderbilt. And the majority of the money is being left to him. He doesn't need this job. He can head over to the Riviera with his boyfriend now and get it over with. The people that are concerned, and certainly not the anchors who have lucrative contracts, it's the people below them, right? It's the guys that are doing the cameras, doing the makeup, doing the maintenance, the show bookers. Third current staffer told Fox News that CNN is clearly doing something wrong. If its ratings are like this, cable news viewership has declined in general as more and more consumers, they cut the cord in favor of the, on-demand, on their phones, on their iPads. But even those, you could probably look at the numbers there and see who's tuning in, who's paying attention. I mean, that's easy for the networks to figure that one out. So it's It's not like the CNN people are going from cable over to their iPads for this. CNN dropped 38% of primetime viewers in the last quarter, 18% of its regular watching audience. I mean, that's bad. And you still have guys like Cuomo Primetime, whatever it's called, going down the same road. And for somehow, Cuomo Primetime, it's their most popular show. What does that tell you? Let me see. He averaged only 910,000 viewers, 14 Fox News programs, and 10 MSNBC programs attract larger audiences than Cuomo. Now, can you imagine him strutting down, because you can see his attitude, strutting down the hallways, and the most popular show on CNN. It's like saying I'm the best cook on the Titanic. Right? As it's going down. Reporter-turned-banker Porter Bibb is surprised parent company AT&T hasn't made any changes yet. My guess is the senior management is more concerned about the launch of HBO Max than CNN. And, well, for the moment, anyhow. Sagging ratings weren't the only negative headlines generated by CNN during the second quarter. Though the network reduced its headcount days after publicly declaring there wouldn't be mass layoffs. Right? So it's like, no, we're not going to lay anybody off. No, no, look over here, look over here, look over here. As the people are walking out the door over there. Right after they said they wouldn't lay anybody off, they laid off over 100 people. I don't know how they get away with that. They were talking about what a crazy rumor it was, and people needed, you know, not to worry about it. Right? And then 2 weeks after that, a bunch of staff members in Atlanta were laid off. Some had buyouts. Right? Now, the network, while all this was going on, see, this is why the left totally confuses me. While all this going on, laying off people because of not enough money, CNN moves to one of the most expensive, lavish buildings in New York City. What's that all about? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Jim Acosta, I love this guy. You know what? You got to give him credit for one thing. He never gives up. He's like that gnat you can't quite catch, and it's in your face and flying around the mic or whatever it is. Right? A lot of times he's asking the right questions, but he asks them too many times and he starts to grandstand. And look, we may not like the questions he asks. We may not believe that they're the right, that they're really have meaning to them. He's just trying to catch the president. And if he would just lay the question out there and let the president answer or whoever, then he might be able to play with it. But he can't, because he becomes that nut job right after asking the first time. And getting stronger and harder and more aggressive doesn't help his cause. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down for tomorrow, because we're here all week. I believe you will be too. Look, head up to the website. Bunch of things you can do up there for me. One is give me your email address. If you don't want to do email, do a text message. All right? Simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And we don't send you one out every 10 minutes. We do it three times a week. Let you know what's coming up. Check out the website. Traffic helps to the website. If you don't want to do any of that, but you want to help out, you like the show, you've been sitting there listening, just donate. Head over to the website, hit the donate button. $5, $10, one time, monthly, whatever it takes. And every year, as you can ask some of the other donors, I give away a bunch of stuff around Christmas time, like Christmas gifts for saying thanks for being a donor all year long. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and even some of your enemies about the show.